Daniel Pinkston, a Seoul-based analyst for the International Crisis Group, says North Korea appears to have made an alarming advance in its nuclear weapons program.
Information I've obtained seems to indicate that they have assembled nuclear warheads for the Nodong, and there are two storage facilities for them in the northern part of the country.
The Nodong is a North Korean medium-range missile that can reach all of South Korea and most of Japan. North Korea conducted an underground nuclear weapons test in 2006, but experts have doubted whether the North would be able to produce a nuclear bomb small and light enough to mount on a missile. In a report due out this week, Pinkston says there is growing consensus within international intelligence agencies that Pyongyang has already produced several such warheads and might be able to deploy them in short order.
The assessment is that that they store the fissile material and the other components separately so they wouldn't have a nuclear accident or wouldn't detonate accidentally. And it would take a day or two, probably about 2 days, to assemble those and get those ready and transfer them to the military and transfer custody to the missile units for launch.
The warning is likely to increase even further the level of international concern over North Korea's planned launch of a long-range rocket early next month. If weather is favorable, liftoff is expected to happen as early as this coming Saturday. Pyongyang says the rocket will be carrying what it calls a communications satellite on a legitimate space research mission. South Korea, the United States, Japan, and the European Union says the launch will violate a United Nations resolution imposed after the North's nuclear test. Pinkston does not specify which nations the information comes from, but Japan, South Korea, and the United States have all warned for years the North seeks to produce nuclear-tipped missiles as soon as it can. He says even with the best intelligence, there is room for doubt.
Even if you went directly and you were given a private tour by Kim Jong-il and his staff and you were taken to an underground facility and shown what appeared to be a nuclear warhead, it could still be a hoax. So until you actually see it, there can be no absolute certainty.
Pinkston's summary of international intelligence data is due out this week in a new report by the International Crisis Group. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.